This is the Seedbed Daily Text. Previously in Capernaum, or your town. Mark 1:32-34. That evening, after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons, but he would not let the demons speak because they knew who he was. Consider this. Are you ready for epiphanies today? For some fresh revelations of the obvious? Brace yourselves. You could be in for some. Previously in Capernaum. Imagine if that were the title of a show on Netflix. Even better, imagine if the name of your town were such a show. Everywhere Jesus gets involved is a story worth telling well, even on Netflix. So, previously in Capernaum, the sun was setting on the Sabbath. The minute the last glimmer of sun slipped out of sight, the whole town sprinted to Peter's house. That evening, after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. This was unprecedented. The whole town gathered at the door. Brace for the epiphany. If Jesus was at your house, the whole town would gather at your door too. So why is the whole town not gathering at the door of your house or mine? It stands to reason, right? Jesus is not at our house. But isn't he? Remember our core epiphany. As Jesus was, he is. And as he was and is, so we are becoming. So if we are becoming like Jesus, learning to think like Jesus thinks, walk as Jesus walked, do what Jesus did, wouldn't it stand to reason that Jesus in us might attract at least a few desperate neighbors? Imagine an ordinary story where an ordinary family decided they wanted to take a risk on Jesus. They decided they would put a lamp on their porch with a green light bulb. They wrote a note card and put it in every mailbox in the neighborhood saying, "Do you need healing of some kind? Our family would love to pray for you. We have a small lamp with a green light bulb on our porch at 415 Bridge Street. If the light is on, feel free to knock on the door. We will be glad to pray for your healing. It won't be complicated or weird, just simple and full of faith." What might happen? Multiply that across every neighborhood in your town. Imagine it. There's a word for this kind of phenomenon. Church. What if that became a thing? I mean, it works for donuts, right? Remember, this was Peter's home. The deliverance from the evil spirit happened at the building called the synagogue. All this healing took place on the front porch at a home. Sure, people would need to be taught and trained up a bit. That's how Jesus did it. It's called discipleship. I find it interesting how the first place to get shut down in a global pandemic was the church. We didn't really need to gather for more singing and sermons. I'm wondering why we didn't go out to the parking lots of our property and set up drive-by stations where we could pray for people who had COVID-19 or anything else. Picture the sign, "Have COVID-19? We will pray for you here." Imagine another line forming with a sign that said, "Essential workers, line up here. Prayer with anointing for power and protection." Maybe you saw this in your churches and towns. I never saw this or even heard about it. I saw many church services on TV, though. And I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying if ever there were a moment for the whole town to gather at our door, in a fully masked and socially distanced kind of way, of course, it was the last 12 months. And imagine if Jesus started miraculously delivering people from COVID-19. The whole town would have gathered at the door. Why didn't this happen? My short answer, we are asleep. I'm describing what an awakening would look like. Not an uptick in religious activities, but street-level healing in Jesus' name. Netflix is looking for shows like this. The prayer. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, my Lord Jesus Christ, I am aware, but not fully awake yet. Come, Holy Spirit, and awaken me to the ordinary, supernatural person and power of Jesus Christ in me to do all sorts of things in the course of my everyday life. Awaken me to the simple and revolutionary possibilities of what can happen when faith in you rises up in ordinary people like me. We need an awakening, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. The question, how is the Holy Spirit stoking your imagination today? What would happen if Jesus woke up at your house, in your church, in your neighborhood, in your town? For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.